Well, the ad is a powerful black and white close-up of Colin Kaepernick. The text is simple. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Just do it. Nike's new campaign features the former NFL quarterback who started the movement of kneeling during the national anthem to protest police violence. And this new ad campaign, it has its fans, including LeBron James and Serena Williams. It has its detractors as well, because not everyone is cheering. President Trump today tweeted, quote, "Just like the NFL, whose ratings have gone way down, Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts." Well, joining me now from Atlanta, Georgia, to unpack this is David Dennis. He's writer and journalism professor at Morehouse College. His op-ed for the African-American news site News One is called "Colin Kaepernick is Beating the NFL. Here's How." We have a link to it at onpointradio.org. David Dennis, welcome to On Point.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, so first of all, your quick take. Colin Kaepernick is beating the NFL. Here's how. Give me the answer. How?
Well, quite frankly, he's just beating them by, standing for what he believes in. The NFL pretty much took him for granted, which, I mean, is sort of conceivable to think about a couple years ago, that one guy who's barely a starter for, a team that wasn't good, deciding to sit down and not say anything could, damage the league so badly. But they just sort of... the owners were offended by what he did, some players, a lot of fans, and so they sort of buckled down and tried to attack him and sort of underestimated his power, the power of what he represented and the fans who would rally behind him. And then also now they're understanding just how bad that is, because now they have $1 billion, multi-billion dollar organization company that is backing him and what he stands for. So this is... something that is going to be, it's a PR nightmare already for the NFL, and then there's a legal nightmare because he has a, collusion sort of case against them that is, proceeding in court.
But it's interesting, though, because I'm thinking from Nike's perspective, they do have a history of using controversies for commercial purposes. Is that sort of... watering down Colin Kaepernick's message that it has become, an advertisement?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's well within their right to have a very healthy skepticism of Nike. It's not generally great to feel like a big corporation is co-opting a movement. However, what Nike understands, what the NFL doesn't understand, is that, black culture and, black people who are following Kaepernick, we are sort of determining... black culture in America sort of determines what's cool, sort of moves the needle, sort of determines who's buying Nike, who's watching NFL, who's part of these products. And so Nike put themselves under the scope of exactly those people. I mean, they are, getting outraged from the right, but if they, bungle this move with Kaepernick, then they're going to get the ire of, the big black consumer base that has made Nike cool in the first place. So they have to tread carefully. And, as much as there may be a temptation to tamp down his statement or his movement, doing so, or even an indication that they are doing so, is going to, sort of turn this thing against them, and everybody's going to be against Nike. So I think they're going to be a little bit more careful because they don't really have a choice.
Okay. But on the day that the ad campaign was released and soon thereafter, I think Nike's share price dropped something like 2-3%, which is a big drop over the course of a couple of days. And we've got a comment here from John Evergreen, because you were talking a little bit earlier, David, about, yes, there is definitely controversy around this. And John's asking, why would Nike do something so controversial at the expense of its stockholders? Even if it turns out to be good for them, it's too risky of a move to be anything less than fiduciary negligence in order to attack the president on this issue. That's how he sees it.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of money in this. I mean, Nike wouldn't do this unless they understood that there was money at the end of it. I mean, from what I understand, the stock prices are recovering today, and we haven't even seen the product yet. I mean, once Kaepernick product starts hitting the market and we start seeing shoes and apparel and people are lining up for it, I mean, they have been able to cultivate a passion from consumers that is really hard to buy from, big corporations. And I think, I think the stock price, I think that's probably, it seems like a temporary drop. And I think that they are betting on the passion for the move will outweigh the passion against the move. I mean, we've seen these protests against places like Starbucks, against Disney that have really not gone anywhere, have not had really a huge impact when these companies sort of embrace diversity and embrace sort of these movements, or they, you know, get on the wrong side of Fox News. So I think Nike's looking at that and they're seeing that they can, you know, they can handle this temporary outrage and go to a bigger bottom line down the line.
Hmm. A listener on Facebook, Steve Callahan, says demographics are with Nike. His younger folks, this is Steve's comment from Facebook, saying younger folks are with Cap and are aware about police brutality and by extension inherent inequality. And he says that Fox viewers and NFL fans are older and scared of change. I mean, I would say that NFL fans maybe are more diverse than that, but does Steve have a point?
Yeah, I mean, Nike, you know, understands this is a youth movement. Kaepernick movement is a youth movement. You know, the NFL has an interesting demographic. They have more, is the only league they have as majority black league, majority white fans. They're sort of trying to toe that line between the players and the fans. Nike sort of understands where its bread is buttered, and that's right in the heart of black culture. And Kaepernick has tapped into the heart of black culture and black movement. And, you know, I think Nike can see that way through as we've seen, you know, NFL the star is having more issues with that.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds to go here, David. I mean, I just want to ask you maybe again, there are protests against this ad campaign. I mean, we've been seeing on social media people burning their Nikes and cutting them up. Couldn't that, that could have an effect?
Yeah, I mean, I will, you know, we've seen a lot of sort of the more grandiose gestures of the cutting the Nikes and the burning, but a lot of the sort of tweets and the hashtag have been mocking those few people. Like I said, these protests against you know, diversity and against these movements have not really moved the needle negatively for a lot of these brands as they've sort of embraced it.
Well, David Dennis is writer and journalism professor at Morehouse College. We've got links to his writings on Colin Kaepernick at onpointradio.org. He's with us today from Atlanta. David Dennis, thank you so very much.
All right, thanks for having me.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.